earned revenue, and we reclassify one staff person because of earned revenue. This is in despite of, after our budget was done, $140,000 cut due to sequestration. That revenue has been removed. What sequestration will do to us this year remains to be seen. Hopefully we can do something about that, but for right now, it's there. I just want to point out one thing that's not indicated anywhere, and that is the four major research projects we are involved with, by the way, with staff overseeing them that also have other jobs. So it's not, there's no expense on our part. In fact, there's a lot of benefit on our part. We're in a $10 million technology grant with the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health, where they are beta testing the use of modern technology to help older people remain independent and in their homes. We're involved with the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine, Department of Public Health, in evidence-based prevention programs, specifically fall prevention and living well with chronic disease programs. And then we're involved in two research projects with the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. One is a longitudinal study of our fitness sites at our senior centers where students there in who are going to go on to sports medicine or physical therapy do intense and long-standing measurement of improvements in older people due to exercise and are terrific. And then the fourth one is our newest one, which is a collaboration with UWM Peck School of the Arts, who is doing a major artistic production, which I can give no, you never would understand it because I don't, but they are working with our home-delivered meal clients and with other isolated older people on what it means to live alone and to try and translate that into some artistic endeavor, which will be called Islands, and will be premiering sometime at the end of the year, so we'll let you all know. So other than that, if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Supervisor Jerzyk.
Just one question, and I just want to reemphasize there's no major changes in
correct.
This budget. You do make a comment on page 307 here. The county is responsible for court-ordered corporate guardians through enhanced monitoring over several years. ARC has reduced financial support of non-county petitioners. We've been providing services for non-county petitioners that needed guardian services. Is that what that's getting at?
I believe that we are the guardianship providers of last resort and sometimes have to work very hard to convince other entities that it's also their responsibility, but have been getting better at it. So this reflects our actual spending rather than what we've budgeted. So
what is the non-county? I mean, is this...
Hospitals.
If a hospital has a person that's financial petitioner who happens to be placed in the hospital from out of county, that's what we're talking about?
I don't think that means out of county. I think it means non-county. In other words, they wouldn't directly be our responsibility. We are not the people who intervened and need to provide service, therefore we need to get a guardian.
Okay,
it
so
is other non-county entities who, in order to provide service,
okay.
need a guardian.
So we're not talking about residents.
We're talking about Milwaukee County residents. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything further on this?
Question.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had a question, and not that I'm seeing this for the first time, but I see this in a number of places in the budget where there will be a position abolished with a name very similar to one that's created.
Yeah.
And want to get insight on why that is. In this case, it's the one full-time program coordinator in aging abolished and one full-time program coordinator of mm-hmm. these services is created to coordinate Chapter 55. So just getting an insight on...
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, in fact, there was a parenthesis in front, behind the first position, Program Coordinator Aging, that said housing. We created that position when the Department on Aging ran the Family Care Program to help us develop affordable, supportive housing in Milwaukee County for older people. We continued that responsibility, but we have done an enormous amount of work and, in fact, are now working cooperatively with the Housing Division of DHSS. So that position is vacant. We do not need the duties of that position. And to better describe what this person will do, which is basically develop from whole cloth a county response system and tracking system for persons with dementia and other cognitive disabilities who display behaviors that would have, prior to court rulings last year, would have ended up in the behavioral health complex under Chapter 51 provisions that can no longer happen. The county will be having to report its Chapter 55 capacity. The county has always had responsibility for Chapter 55 capacity. That doesn't mean we have any. And so we, like every other county in the state, are trying to put major definition on this issue to find partners who are competent in serving this population, to work with BHD to try and create intervention so these things do not happen, and training in the community. And in effect, there has been a task force led by the Alzheimer's Association for the last 4 years that has issued two reports dealing with this subject. The county's responsibility now is much clearer because of what happened in the courts and the legislature. So we need to build this capacity, and we need someone whose only job is building this capacity and then maintaining it and making sure that it works.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Yeah. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I saw that there was a tax levy decrease, and what you proposed to the county executive office was different than what you received in the recommended budget. So what how do you feel about that, and what was missing? Because I was looking to see what...
Okay, I'm going to be very honest with you. Since everything that we do continues to be funded, and we actually have not taken any cuts, I don't know where it is. But
okay.
I'm sure the Department of Administration does.
All right,
we
can...
I can weigh in on that.
Oh, okay.
Matt Portman, Das Fiscal, Chair, Supervisors. A lot of that reduction is, well, part of that reduction is from sequestration cuts, which we didn't know about until the county exec phase, and part of that is just kind of technical countywide issues changing and reducing cross charges and fringe allocations.
Okay. All right. And how is our outreach to the community, the elderly community, regarding the senior centers? Are we filling them up? Does everybody know about them? I'd like to see more. I think our programs are good. I'd just like to see more elderly there and more outreach. And if I can support that, that's great.
Okay. Thank you for that question. First of all, when we held public hearings last year, one of the things that was answered was your question, and that is, no, people don't know about the opportunities that we offer at our senior centers, which mm-hmm. are outstanding. That doesn't mean we don't serve and have 8,000 members. We do. It means that there are a lot of other people who wish they had social, physical, cognitive opportunities, and they do have them, and they don't know about them. We have, under the auspices of Jonette Arms, our assistant director, have put together a communication and public relations committee of community relations and public relations professionals, imagine that, who actually know how to do targeted marketing, who are helping us develop a plan to do exactly that. We just finished, in cooperation with our community partners, a video about nutrition programs, making it, we hope, very inviting and having people see exactly what is going to happen when they go to a nutrition site to take away any kind of fears they have. And we have the same video that's done with our senior centers. I know the nutrition one is on our website. I don't know if the senior center one is up yet, but we'll let you know. And third, we have really, we used to have one outreach position that just did education and two outreach positions that did social work and education. We've combined those into an outreach unit and are really finding a great deal more effectiveness in being able to think about, target, and measure what we do in terms of effective outreach. Okay. So can we do more? Yes. Do we need help? Yes. But we know it's an issue, and we're trying to address it.
Okay. And then just one last question regarding the senior meal program.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, if an individual is unable to get a meal, does that mean that they didn't pre-order it?
Yes.
Okay, so you have to pre-order. You have to be there to pre-order to eat.
You, a person has to have a reservation at a meal site for a meal.
Okay.
You can make that reservation by phone. You don't need to make it in person, although if you eat on Monday, you can make your reservation for Tuesday or for Thursday. Okay. But, yeah, you have to have a reservation. So if someone shows up at a meal site without a reservation, they will, if they want to, be a standby. Meaning, if someone else doesn't show up, they can have the meal.
Right. You got a couple calls. I didn't understand that. So they have to reserve.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Do they know that? They have to.
Yes.
They have to know that. All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Any further questions on this unit? If not, thank you.
Thank you.